Greetings, you're listening to Rebels Remembered, featuring Caitlin DeFord and Kelsey DeFord.
Greetings, fellow travelers across the galaxy. I am Caitlin.
I am Kelsey.
And this is Rebels Remembered, and this week we are discussing Season 2, Episode 12, A Princess on Lothal. So we're at the halfway mark of the season. This originally aired on January 20th, 2016. Synopsis reads, while Ezra grapples with news about his parents, the rebels make plans with Senator Bail Organa to secure three much-needed cruisers. Leading the mission is an agent handpicked by the senator, his own daughter, Leia. This was written by Stephen Melching and directed by Bosco, who I've seen his name quite a bit in the director's seat.
Yeah, in the season specifically as well.
A little bit of trivia here. Leia's, her outfit in this episode, if you look at Ralph McQuarrie's original art of Leia, that's what she's wearing. I mean, it's pretty much the exact, if you put them side by side, it's pretty much the exact same.
So not the robe she was wearing, it was just this outfit.
Yes, this outfit specifically, yes. Also in this episode, we get to see Leia on one of her so-called mercy missions that Darth Vader mentions in the original Star Wars.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, this was on StarWars.com trivia. I didn't really think about it either, but yeah, I think there's a line where he mentions, you know, how she does these missions, and we'll probably talk about it more, but in a diplomatic sense, but they're really helping the rebellion.
So like, I feel like the diplomacy, as we get into the episode, is very much a cover your tracks, kind of hiding what you're actually doing,
yeah,
kind of thing. But I also like how I didn't, like you mentioned, connecting to what Darth Vader mentions in the, original Star Wars. I think specifically you're talking about A New Hope when it was called just Star Wars.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I do like how sometimes some people are annoyed by that, but I think it, like, when they try to connect it to past things that happened like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
But canonically, I think it's nice to see little nods to that rather than just not mentioning it as part of that at all.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, which type are you? Do you like them connecting Rebels to the larger canon of the past that's actually the future in this?
You know, making sense? I get what you're saying. Yeah. I get what you're saying. I think it's cool. This episode for me, and I'll probably reiterate this at the end of our little session here. It feels like a cameo episode, but having, like, an original character, like, you know, you got Luke, Leia, and Han, having an original Star Wars character from the original Star Wars in the Rebels universe is pretty cool. And it's pretty cool that putting her in Lothal, to me, makes it more, makes Rebels feel more important.
Yeah, I think it makes it more relevant, but also it makes it feel like it has some significance. It's not just...
Right.
This little show we do that's not connected in any way whatsoever mm-hmm. to...
Yeah, but, I mean, so I feel like sometimes they can go overboard trying to connect because it's a big galaxy, and when you try to connect everything together, it gets kind of...
Mainstream branding type of feel.
Yeah,
that. That I've talked about before.
Yeah, that. okay, so we're going to get into the plot here. So we start this episode immediately after the other one left off. They're still with Ryder, and, you know, Ezra's still dealing with the information he's learned from the past episode. I think Hera comes in and Kanan's explaining to her about the situation and what happened and everything. And she tells him that, well, good thing. Just so you know, Quinky Dink, it's good thing you and him are there because we have an agent is coming to Lothal to bring three cruisers. Which... After what happened on Garil, they need a win here.
Yeah. And I do wonder if Bail Organa had gotten word of that happening. It was like, hey, to help these guys out, we need to do something.
Do something, yeah. So we cut to the ships flying in with the cruisers and everything. And you have, like, I think it's Lieutenant List. I just looked down and saw his name. He's kind of conversing with her. I think he's later. I'm not sure who this... Let me rephrase that. I'm not sure who she's talking to at this point. I can't remember if it's List or not. But anyway, she's communicating with an Imperial ship, and they're like, what are you doing here, you know? And then they said something I didn't really catch until you, if you go back and watch it. They say the Emperor has declared that Lothal is under lockdown, blah, blah, blah.
What?
Like, that's a pretty heavy order if the Emperor's saying it. And they're able to get through because they say we're on a Senate-approved relief mission. For the citizens of Lothal, because they were hit hard by those nasty rebels. Like, they're kind of using that. They use it throughout this episode a lot. To get through the blockade. And then we have... She's in the shadows.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know it's her till this... I mean, you should know it's called a Princess of Lothal by this point. But,
I think she was even in the trailer for this episode as well.
Yeah. So she's in the shadows. She reveals herself. And she says, well, there's no turning back now. Da-da! Music sting. Also, I noticed in this part, you have that Imperial saying, ugh, another mission with Alderaan. Which kind of sets up the tone that this isn't their first time of helping people. So we cut to Ezra, and, you know, Kanan's kind of like, well, he needs a mission to get him out of this slump, you know, and we're going to be the ones that can, you know, help the agent, which they don't know it's Leia at this point.
Yeah.
To get our cruisers or whatever. And in, he has this conversation, Kanan has this conversation with Ryder, and Ryder's like, I'm not going to be joining you, because I was jailed.
Yeah, I think I have him say, quote, I won't go back to prison, Kanan. You can't ask that of me.
Well, what's interesting to me is that Kanan is the one's like, come on, get back in the fight. That's kind of crazy for Kanan to be saying that. Like, yeah. You know, to help join the rebellion, which I think shows his growth. But also, after Ryder says what he says, he kind of has a sense of understanding. But it's still crazy to me. He said, come on, get back in it.
You gotta get, like, another thing is that I don't know. It was just kind of weird for a Jedi to be saying this. But we have to understand Jedi evolves and it's not what it was. But he says something like, after what they did to you. Like, almost kind of it's a little bit. I don't want to say that, but yeah, Kanan's definitely not Jedi of old. I think we've established that.
Yeah, who is at this point?
Yeah.
So Ezra's kind of like, okay, whatever. You know, he's not really in on the whole thing. And he gives, which I guess this is from the Phantom. He gives Ezra a cadet disguise and he gets a trooper disguise, which I'm still wondering, like, was that just chilling in the Phantom the whole time?
Or... I think it might have been, because I think, isn't Ezra's helmet still painted?
I'm not sure.
Was it painted in this episode?
No, this is the cadet helmet.
Oh. He doesn't have a cadet helmet? Oh, no, he's got the regular bucket.
Yeah.
Okay. Chilling there. I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, they got on disguises, and they're meeting up to get the transports, and I love this scene where Leia emerges and Ezra kind of has this kind of, I don't want to say like sexist, but boyish kind of, where's your commander? Like, he just assumes because of her age, probably because of her gender, she's not in charge. Probably so because of her age.
Yeah, like, probably age.
Yeah.
Like, you're, you know, I take orders. You have, it means you must take orders because we are, look like we're about the same age. Mm-hmm. So.
And he's immediately shut down, like, she kind of shuts, you know, that down. And then Kanan asks her something, and he's like, we're here to help you. And he's like, well, you better keep your mouth shut. Like, she immediately, you know everything you need to know about Leia. Like, she is, even though she's younger, what we see later, it's that spirit and, like, sassiness is still there.
Yeah, because, I mean, she's right, though. Like, Kanan literally lifts up his helmet and goes, we're here to rescue you, kind of thing. Call back to New Hope, but...
yeah.
And then, they're literally right. They're not, like, you know, 5 feet away from him. And she's like, yeah, you need to put your helmet on and keep your mouth shut, because I know who you are, but these guys...
They're right there.
Yeah, they're literally right here.
So
Ezra's taken aback by that. It's like, why does she get to give orders?
Yeah, I was gonna say that, like, because I think, like you said, they're close in age. He's like, I don't get to give orders. Why does she get to give orders?
Yeah. I think he recognizes that there's definitely... I don't know if if he senses her being elitist because she's a princess, or if it's that, hey, I want to do that stuff too.
And I love when she says, keep your mouth shut. Ezra he kind of combats that sassiness with his own sassiness, like, excuse me. Like, the way he uses body language is just so, like, what did you just say to me? Like, That part's just funny.
And then Kane's like, yeah, she's right. He's like, yeah. I'm not gonna fight her on it.
Nope. She's greeted by Lieutenant List, who, he remarks that Alderaan, like Lothal, has fallen victim to rebel thievery. He mentions that her planet has a habit of losing ships to the insurgents. And he promises it will not happen here and orders gravity locks placed on all the cruisers. So, again, going back on how they're kind of, the Imperials are stupid.
Incompetent.
I'm just going to say stupid. You would think she's losing all of her ships. That doesn't sound suspicious.
I'm going to bring up the T word. I think Thrawn would be asking that question.
Yeah.
But I don't think a regular day-to-day commander would be asking that. It's like, oh, no, mm-hmm. I think it's like they're so, I don't want to say brainwashed, but they're so ingrained with the idea that it's crazy to go against the Empire because we're infinite inferior. They see them as inferior.
Yeah.
It would be, for them to plan that whole thing, I think is outside of their their knowledge. They think they can't do those things,
like,
I guess.
Her ships keep disappearing. I guess it's nothing. Like, buy that.
They wouldn't think it's nothing. They would just think, this thing's dang rebels stealing crap. Like, that's what they would default to. They're not going to think that's true. This is a big plan, you know, but anything behind that.
But not only does he bring in gravity locks, he brings in walkers, which you kind of see on Leia's face that she wasn't expecting this to happen. Because her whole plan was
to lose the ships.
Yeah, to lose them.
Yeah.
And this kind of puts a damper on that situation.
But Lieutenant List, again, commend that guy. Clap, clap, clap. Because no one has done this.
No.
Like, they've stolen so many shuttles to the point, I think, even in Stealth Strike, Kanan says, how do they keep letting us steal their stuff, you know? And so I think seeing the gravity locks from viewers like, oh, this is different. How are we going to get out of this one, you know? Rather than just them steal the ships and get away.
To me, it also, we're going to get to this later, but when, later on when Leia says, that right there was a sign to me that they know how formidable you are. So they're starting to up the ante here.
Yeah.
With the cruisers locked down and all the security, the mission is going to be much harder. She must think on her feet and demands use of the lieutenant shuttle, which I find kind of interesting.
Yeah, and again, every time she mentions it to Lieutenant, he's like, his response is the same. My shuttle? Why do you want mine? Like, like, dude, she needs a ship, you know. He's being very protective of his shuttle, just for whatever reason. Just be special, have a special place in his heart. But, yeah, I thought that was kind of weird. His reaction. I did write down, Freddie Prinze Jr., who voices Kanan, when he is impersonating the stormtrooper, there's one part, I don't know if it's throughout or just this one part that I noticed, where Leia turns to Ezra and Kanan in disguise and says something, and then Kanan responds right away, and it sounds like, or right away, ma'am, or something. It sounds like Freddy's doing an impersonation of Steve Bloom,
yeah,
who voices every single stormtrooper. that there is.
Okay, so her and Ezra and Kanan board the lieutenant's ship, and they start having this conversation, and it's kind of a moment where Kanan's like, or I can't remember if it's Kanan or Ezra, says, whose plan was this, you know? And she's like, it's mine. Whoops, my bad, I'm sorry. But then Ezra's like, why can't you just give them to us, like, and we can just take them? And she responds that if the Empire believed Alderaan was supporting the rebels, it would cause a catastrophe.
The only way for Alderaan to remain blameless in this whole thing is for them to be stolen.
Yeah, and I think it shows that she's very protective of her home planet. Unfortunately, spoiler alert.
Yeah,
we know what
risk.
Happens to Alderaan later, which is kind of sad, but, it kind of, to me, adds to her character of, like, she's very protective. Like, that's her home world.
Like,
that's where
like
she's from.
Like Ezra is.
Yeah.
And I felt like they should have touched on that a little bit more between the two interactions between the two, but they didn't really. But also, I feel like for Leia, I feel like this is also a moment of kind of humbles her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The guy says, like, her planet has a habit of losing ships. And I don't know how many other missions she's been on losing ships, but, like, she obviously thought that this was just going to be a smash and grab, you know. Mm-hmm. Draw them off, you take them, we're done. she didn't think about it being this whole other element to it. It can also be that there are some rebel cells that have the same view toward the Empire that the Empire does to the rebels.
Yeah.
They see them as very inferior, and they're, I mean, we talk about how incompetent they are, and to the borderline it becomes a joke, but you're dealing with the Empire, you know, and I feel like there are moments where rebel groups underestimate what they're dealing with.
So they land, but a security checkpoint stops them. I think Chopper's the one that recognizes that there's something up ahead. So sad. So sad for Ryder. They land at the checkpoint, and there's some shore troopers that have him in custody. Like, we just left him. I felt so bad for him. We just left Ryder, and they already got him in custody.
Even Hera was like, well, so we literally led them right to him because his Phantom was parked.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it was parked right there. Yeah, that's how they found him. So they tell him they have him in custody, and they're going to execute him. And they command Leia to leave.
Which, a very good moment for Leia here, too. She doesn't know Ryder at all.
Yeah.
And I just like how she's very compassionate about, like, who is this man? What's he been charged with? Like, she's very involved in it. Like, what are you doing with this guy kind of thing. She could have just been like, I don't care, you know? But I think that just shows more of a character moment for her.
But also, like, since she technically is against the Empire, she knows whoever they've got in custody can't be that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So while they're there, you know, now it seems like, okay, our plan fell through, now this, you know.
Yeah.
And then Chopper receives a signal and his little disc moves.
Around in a circle, which I don't think we've seen that move from him. I think we have, but not in a signal kind of way. Maybe like a dancey kind of way, but never never a secret code that apparently Kanan knows and Ezra doesn't.
Kanan knows, yeah. So Hera swoops in. She lands the ghost. And Ezra and Kanan, who are still in
disguises
at this point, they're kind of hiding with Ryder and Leia behind this, I don't know if it's a rock or whatever it is, they're hiding behind, and they start kind of formulating, like, how do we get out of the situation. And we have Zeb and Sabine on the ramp, and I love this. Because I think it goes back to what we said multiple times, where the ghost has this unspoken communication.
It's very coordinated.
Yeah. Where Ezra looks at her and does, like, two fingers and points. And she says that, okay, Ezra and Kanan are over there on the left. And, like, she says there's, like, two stormtroopers over there or something. And they have this plan where they're going to make it look like they're taking Leia prisoner. Which, to make it look good, should be the tagline of this whole episode. Because that phrase is used multiple times in this episode. So they grab Leia Ryder grabs Leia. That's right.
Yeah, Ryder grabs Leia and runs off with her. And she's screaming help. And then that's when Kanan jumps in. He's like, she's under my protection. You know, he's like very like overdramatic. Like, I'm going to be the one that's going to save her. And then telling Zed to make it look good. And he just like knocks the crap out of Kanan to the point that Ezra literally screams Kanan, and then he gets knocked out.
Yeah. And then Zeb's dragging their bodies back aboard, and you have this funny moment with the two stormtroopers, like, they're taking prisoners now?
They do that now? I think it's the They do that? That's not their MO.
And then we cut to this little sweet moment with Sabine and Zeb talking to Ezra, like, we heard what happened about your parents, we're so sorry. And Leia's kind of observer in this moment, which I think is interesting. And I think Kanan has that moment with her where he tells her that, like, it's hard for him being so young and being, have all these responsibilities and, you know.
Then lose someone close to you, I think is what he says.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Leia's like, very like, oh yeah, I know how that feels. Because, I don't know what the relationship is between her and her adoptive father, Bail Organa, which I'm sure he just treated her no different, like she was his daughter.
Yeah.
But I do wonder, you know, on the flip side, we know Ezra's got all these responsibilities. Like, on the flip side, what is on her?
And, oh, yeah. Being, you know, a princess?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that would sum it up. Yeah, all these duties and responsibilities. But I do wonder, like, I don't think Bail necessarily forces her to go on these missions.
She definitely is, like, probably volunteers for them, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah, but I still do wonder about that side of their relationship and stuff.
being a figurehead, yeah. So she finds Ezra in one of the gunners, and he's looking at a picture of his parents or whatever. She comes in, and she says she knows who he is because she heard his transmission.
Yeah, so that transmission in, what was it?
Season one.
What was the name of the episode?
Call to Action, I believe.
Like, since so many reverbs, like, his parents heard it, Leia heard it, Ahsoka heard it, the entire rebellion heard it. Like, I think it's nice to see that, you know, being called to back, call to action, call back, but to that, because I think it's important. Like, I know I rip on Star Wars all the time for being so mainstream and how is this connected to this and all of that. I think you can get too deep into that, but also I like how things don't happen in a vacuum.
Yeah.
Like, it's affecting other things. It's not just by itself on its little island and not going to have any effects of that one transmission. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was surprised when Leia said that she knew who the Bridgers were and who he was.
Mm-hmm. Grieving, Ezra wonders if fighting is worth it. And she responds, I feel like because I can fight, I have to for those who cannot. And I think you might feel the same way. And during this little sweet moment where she has with Ezra, you hear her theme play.
Oh, okay.
Which we haven't heard it yet. I don't think, I could be wrong on that throughout this whole episode until this little sweet moment she has with Ezra. And I think he makes a good point. Like, you're a princess, you don't have to. She really doesn't. You don't have to do what we're doing, you know, all that stuff. So it's really inspiring that someone her position is even going to help.
Yeah, I think in that moment, I think it's, like, I wish her and Ezra had interacted more, because, like, there's a lot of similarities between the two, but I really think that they inspire each other, you know. She's inspired by Ezra, who, in his presence transmission, and he's so young, and she's very, like, responsive to that, because that's, like, her life too, but also I think he responds well to her because it's almost reaffirming why you're in the rebellion. Because from Ezra's perspective, from a classist point of view, you don't have a dog in this fight. Why are you fighting? And yeah. When she says that, I think it for him reaffirms a very Jedi way of, you know, fighting for others who can't fight for themselves, being selfless, being very altruistic. So I feel like in that moment that they kind of inspire each other, but I think for Ezra that's sort of a pickup that he needs.
Yeah.
I will say he handled his parents' death in this episode a lot better than I would have, being so quick after that. But we do have a little sweet moment of him in the little cockpit and where the gunner place. And
I mean, he's definitely still struggling with it, but it's kind of like, even when he turns the thing off, he's like, let's go get your ships. It's kind of like, he has more, I think, gung-ho about it than he did initially when he first got this from Kanan, but it's still kind of, he's still grieving, so. So the crew is meanwhile trying to figure out how to get back in there and get these ships, but they got all the dang gravity locks on them.
Yeah.
And Leia really tells them, like, she said, don't tell me how we can't get those ships, tell me how we will. Which I think shows her potential in becoming a leader later on and becoming, like, I can't think of the word, but, like,
Like a morale booster kind of
type of thing.
Yeah, when people are at the lowest point, like, you lift them up into places where things can get done rather than just wallow and talk about how you can't get something done.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I like it. I mean, immediately after that, after she says that, everyone starts plugging in their own sort of ideas of, here's like, well, Ghost could be air support, and then Sabine's like, I could rig up what'd she say, some explosives
to take out the gravity locks, but Ryder steps up and is like, no, you can't just blow them apart because I put those things together, I know how they work.
Well, it's new information for us, didn't know that in the prison
slave labor.
Yeah. Lovely.
And I think he has this moment where Kanan's like, oh, are you getting back in it? You know, and he's like, I'll help you with this, but then after that, you have to get me off this world.
He's still on the fence. He's like, I'm involved in this, and I'll have to do it, but then I don't really want to, but it's almost like leverage. Like, I'll help you if you get me out of here.
Yeah. While Leia provides a distraction, Sabine gets to one of the cruisers. The walker closes in to blast the ship, but Hera arrives just in time, and she's, like, in the ship. I think Zeb's shooting torpedoes at it.
Yeah, which is very funny, because they shoot it once, and you think it's out of commission, and it's not. And then I think Zeb has that line about, did I get it this time?
Yeah, just keep hitting it until it falls over. So, I kind of got lost with all three ships, because they do manage to get all of them, correct?
I believe so.
I started getting confused on who was in what ship.
I know.
So Sabine gets one. And then Kanan's like, well, you get the third ship, I'll handle the walker. And of course, Leia's like, what? How can you... You're going to take on a walker by yourself? Of course, she doesn't know that he has a lightsaber and that he's a Jedi. Which he does a really cool move and, like, chops the legs.
Yeah, chops it in multiple pieces. This is really dope.
So he takes that one out. Okay, Kanan took the second one. There we go. I must have missed that part. I must have took the second one.
Okay, Ryder is shocked by a Kanan beating.
Yeah, he was like, he's a Jedi? He's like, oh yeah, I forgot he doesn't know. and then here's this part where it's very controversial with Kelsey because she tells Ezra, like, get down. And she shoots some stormtroopers, like, knocks them out.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to explain that later?
Yeah.
I think she has this moment where after she sees Kanan, she's like, that's impressive. You know, that's really cool, you know. And then Ezra's like, if you think that's impressive, watch this. And he, like, force pulls the guns, but of course they hit him in the face.
Yeah, and that's when she grabs one and starts just blasting.
So there are more walkers closing in with orders to shoot to kill. And of course, Ryder and Chopper are still trying to use that control panel to free the last one. And he decides to just go for it, and get into the last cruiser. And while he's in the cruiser, he, like, hovers near the walker and roars the engines, which I think is kind of pretty boss of Ryder to do. And the machine is pushed backwards and finally collapses to the ground. Then we have our one last little make it look good moment where Leia gives Ezra her gun and she's like, stop that rebel. He's like stealing my ship or whatever. And they take off or whatever. And then, of course, the acting still continues because she's like getting onto the lieutenant for losing all of her ships and everything. And that's kind of the last we have of Leia, pretty much.
Yeah, we get see a princess, stun, and then her berating Liz for losing her ships. And then saying that she's going to need his shuttle to get home, which he's
I forgot about that.
What? Why?
I need your shuttle to get home. back on board the Ghost, Ryder says he will return home to Lothal, which is kind of a big deal for him. I don't know... If
something happened something in that moment, I don't know if it was seeing Kanan take apart the walker.
he tells them, I couldn't see it before, but going to prison with the Bridger started something, and that something has grown bigger than I ever imagined. I owe it to them, and I owe it to you to see it through to the end. So they were gonna, he was just gonna, like, get me off world, and then by the end of this episode, he's like, nah, I'm going back. But I just have questions, dude. You're gonna have to go into hiding. Very badly, like, very, like...
Yeah, you're the governor.
Yeah.
The former governor, Lothal, like, everybody knows you, and you're gonna go there? Like, good on you, dude, for wanting to help the rebellion, but why there? You know? Mm-hmm. But I think he has the same connection to, that's his home.
Right.
Like Ezra does.
But still, though, I was like, man, he's not afraid anymore, apparently, because he's going back. Why would you go back?
I mean, I do also think that he does... He mentions it at the very beginning where I think Kanan's talking to him and he says, we thank you for all you've done or whatever. And he says, well, I wasn't really a lot of help, talking about how the Bridgers died. And I still think part of him is still holding on to that.
Probably, yeah.
Might be some guilt at play there as well. But yeah, that was such a light switch moment for me. Obviously, it was so quick. I'm like, that was like a total whiplash for me. You went from get me off the world to... I don't know if it was like, that was kind of fun, blowing up stuff. I don't know what it was, but...
What did you rate this episode?
I gave it a 6.
I did too, actually. I wrote 6 out of 10, meh, blah. Like, I like how it started, and I like the... But for some reason, when they were, like, trying to get all the cruisers, I just lost interest for some reason.
Yeah, every time, and I've seen this episode five times, every time it gets to after her discussion, or Leia and Ezra talking on the ship, I just suddenly lose interest. I don't know why, because I know how it's going to play out. I know they're going to have to end up getting the cruisers.
Yeah.
Maybe that's part of it, but I liked Leia in this episode. It's just, you know, one of those things that it's like, did it add anything? No, I mean, I think it did. I think it told how important Lothal and the show is to Star Wars canon. But mm-hmm. as far as, like, adding anything story-wise,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
I wrote that the pacing... Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. The pacing was a little bit slow. It yeah. really wasn't, really, I don't think. But, like I said, for some reason at the end, it just... I guess because I know, like you said, I know I was going to play out. It's hard to look at it from the first time you watched it,
yeah,
I think.
That's true. Yeah.
I also wrote cameo episode ? But still a big deal to have an original character from the OG trilogy. So you could say this is a cameo episode, but to me, anytime like such as a big player as Leia is, I think it just made me happy that it's like our little show at the time finally gets yeah. an OG character, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's something that is... Because those characters are super special. I'm not suggesting that we bring Leia back every other time.
Oh, no. Right, right.
No, because that's a special, like, moment for mm-hmm. them to be even involved in this show. Because we have to remember, Clone Wars had Obi-Wan and Anakin.
Right.
Anakin, who became Darth Vader, a very big name, and Obi-Wan, who was a big name when Star Wars came out, the original, mm-hmm. what became A New Hope. And this one, it, you know, you don't really have those bigger named characters, but I talk about this a lot. It's like, one thing I like about Rebels is it's kind of taught us that I'm saying for me to get interested in Star Wars, anything Star Wars related, it doesn't necessarily have to be those special
yeah.
kind of characters. Like, we can have new characters in the Ghost Crew that we can relate to. But yeah, I think it's very special that we have those characters come in, you know, from time to time.
Yeah.
But, that being said, the part that I don't understand is how is Leia going to defend
shooting those guys?
Several. I'm not talking one. I'm not talking two. I'm talking like four or five stormtroopers literally witnessed her shooting at them.
Yeah.
They're gonna wake up, unless they're dead. She pulls some dark side. I don't know. they're gonna wake up and they're gonna know exactly who was shooting at them. So I feel like that was kind of unresolved. But I also feel like it was like, oh, we need to have Leia fight. You know?
Yeah.
Here's probably a gun. Start shooting. And it's like, but...
Well, I mean... I kind of wish there was a moment at the end where she was like, sorry, I was trying to hit the insurgent. My aim's just terrible. You know, something like that.
Yeah.
But it was kind of just left up to... It wasn't really...
It was not resolved in any way.
I guess it would have been another make it look good moment, and we had enough of those.
It would have been another acting sorry for shooting at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Maybe that's what it was.
We can just infer that that's what happened.